4th of July is coming up soon, and that means the return of Freedom Fest.
5th annual, can you believe it?
Coming up.
Yeah, coming up. And we're really excited. You're going to have a great time. We're looking forward to it.
Got your Facebook page. I see it's on your Facebook page right now. 5th annual event on that Monday, July 3rd. Not July 4th, but July 3rd.
Yeah, so we have been talking about doing it the Friday night before the 4th keeping that day. And we kind of tossed that around, and it's like, well, you know, next year the 4th is going to be on a Thursday, so you're like a whole week out. And so we'll probably just be moving it around. And this year the 3rd was the best day for it, so it's on Monday night the 3rd. And I think it's going to be a great night. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on, and Culbertson's got their big event that they're – you know, that they've got going on. And so we'll be looking forward to seeing a lot of people out on the 3rd.
But I tell you, the crowds come out in bunches. You've got great food. You got great entertainment, not only for the adults, but the kids as well, don't you?
Yeah, we have so much going on. And, you know, every year we've kind of tried to do some different things and change some things up. And but we have obviously the inflatables this year. I think we have not only the zip line, but carnival ride. We have a bunch of games for kids. We have bingo. We have this year we're getting a big tent from Colby Tent and Awning. So we'll have picnic tables sitting under the tent. So people want to go get their food from the food vendors and sit in some shade, they can do that. Luke Mills is coming back. He's got a whole different band and lineup than when he was here the last time, and not playing that whole, you know, 4-hour chunk, just playing one hour and 15 minutes, you know, from 9 till 10:15 for the fireworks. And I think that's going to be fantastic. And then of course, when dark hits 10:15, 10:20, we'll have another great fireworks display from J&M Displays.
As I say, you've got, that's one thing we always talk about, the big fireworks displays, and it will not be disappointed at all this year, will it?
No, we're, actually, some prices went down a little bit this year, and so instead of, you know, lowering the amount that we spent, we just are spending what we've spent, so we'll get a little bit more fireworks for the same amount of money. And so, yeah, it's going to be another great show. I think that J&M Displays has done a fantastic job every year. We get a lot of comments about how good it is, and obviously, you know, if you go to Royal Stadium or you go to professional ballparks, J&M Displays are the ones that are doing that, so they know what they're doing, and you know that's who comes out and does our display. So yeah, they do a fantastic job.
Food trucks are coming back.
Yeah, I was just trying to think about all of our different food vendors. Carniceria CB, we have Scoop, Pro Cops Barbecue. Max is going to have some food vending there. The Scoop is going to be Cotton Candy. I think they call themselves the Two Broke Girls. They have the hot dog truck that they do. I can't even think of all the food trucks, but that's one thing that we did. You know, things that we've noticed is that people stand in line. We're trying to eliminate, you know, we're never going to eliminate people standing in line. When, you know, last year, somewhere north of 3,000 people, when you have 3,000 people in one space, you're going to have people stand in line because you could just never get enough activities for people to be busy the entire time. But we're trying to alleviate that as much as possible. So we're going to have, you know, we'll have more food trucks and more food and drinks available this year than we did last year. Of course, I will mention, if you're a police, fire, EMS, veteran, or active military, your meal is on us that night. We'll take care of that. And so we want to honor those people. That's really what this is all about, is, you know, celebrating. We live in a really amazing country, and I know people, you know, don't love the way that politics are going right now, a lot of different things, but we still live in the greatest country in the world, where we have made freedom available and do a lot of really great things. And the reason that happens is because we have people that keep us free and safe. And, you know, first, in, you know, the military, obviously, and veterans who have served in the past, and then all of our local folks, our fire, EMS, and our police officers that make sure that we're safe in our homes. And so we want to celebrate all those people with the 4th of July, because we're celebrating the great country we live in, and it's great a lot because of what those people do.
Everything's set to kick off at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so the Midway will be open from 6 to 9, which is typically what we have the Midway for 3 hours, and the switches will flip on at 6, and at 9 o'clock they'll flip off, and so you have that 3-hour window. At 9 o'clock in the grandstand, Luke Mills and his band will play. They'll start playing. They'll play for about 75 minutes, and then 10:15, 10:20, the fireworks will happen. You can obviously watch that in the grandstand. A lot of people drive their cars. A lot of people can see it right from where they live. So a lot of ways to enjoy the Freedom Festival.
All right. 5 years in the making now.
Yeah. And it's, the with events like this, Rich, the fun thing is you just learn every year and you try to improve it and, make things better, help people to have a better experience. And so we just believe that this is going to be the best one yet. And so we'd love it if people want to come out and join us on Monday, July 3rd from 6 to 9 on the Midway, from 9 to 10:15 in the grandstands, and then the fireworks at dark.
All right. Any other information, hit that Facebook page, 5th Annual Southwest Nebraska Freedom Festival Facebook page. I'm sure more information, we'll see that over the next couple week or so.
Yeah, just watch for it. There'll be table tents out, posters around the community. We'll have some banners up. One thing that I would say is if you enjoy the Freedom Festival, if you've been to it and you've enjoyed the event, man, when you see the list of sponsors that make it happen, I mean, I'm not even going to say them all because it's like, 35, 40 different sponsors. If you run into those people and you see them out there, tell them thank you. Mm-hmm. Because really, honestly, this event wouldn't happen. So it costs a lot of money to put on, takes a lot of volunteers, and our sponsors, really help us out, helping us to pay for an event that we couldn't pay for if they didn't help us out. So yeah, when you see that sponsor list and you see somebody that helped to make the Southwest Nebraska Freedom Festival possible, just tell them thank you for doing that, because I think it's a great event. I love it. Hopefully a lot of other people love it too, and it's not possible without them. So